Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
To be realized.
It's Grace Slick bringing us back. Jefferson Airplane. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Rich Gaynon, the publisher and the writer and the cost accountant over at Mullings.com. I encourage you to go there and subscribe to his twice weekly cyber column, and it's free most of the year. Rich, thanks again for being here. Rich is a political operative of the Republican persuasion, and he has got his finger, not his thumb, but his finger on the pulse. I'm not going to tell you which finger, but on the pulse of the of what's going on in Washington, D.C. Rich, another prediction I made, I'm just trying to make sure that I stay full disclosure here. I made a prediction this year that in political theater redux, Clinton and the Bush will become presidential candidates in the next cycle, but neither will be their party's front runner by the end of 2015.
Wow, that's a bold prediction. You could possibly be right about that.
Now, I want you to remember, though. I want you to remember, in 2012, at this time, I predicted that Newt Gingrich would be leading the polls at the end of the year, and he wasn't even on the radar, and he wound up leading the leading. So, for whatever that's worth, that's just my little history there.
I think it's more likely that Jeb will run and be the nominee than it is likely that Hillary will run and be the nominee.
Remember, I didn't say nominee.
I understand.
At the end of the year.
But you might well be right. There are 317 million Americans, and only two of them get to be their party's Republican and Democratic nominee.
Do you think Hillary, let's break it down a little bit. Do you think Hillary will run? What do you handicap her chances of not running?
I think her chances of not running are about 60%. I really do think that she is our age, and she knows what it is. She's been through this before. She knows what it's like to stand outside a factory at 5 o'clock in the morning in Red Oak, Iowa.
She's not a retail politics kind of person, is she?
No.
She's really never had to do that, has she? Well,
yeah,
a little bit. As senator.
She hasn't driven a car since 1996.
Right, yeah.
So she's not a man owed
a hasn't driven a car since 1996. She's been in the back seat of her dark sedan.
The trailer vehicle, yeah.
That's exactly the flag on the front bumper.
I think, in all seriousness, I think that she may well decide that, A, she likes being a grandma, B, that she can really affect policy better being a co-manager of the Clinton Foundation, where nobody's sniping at her 15 times a day.
Right.
And may just decide to if Elizabeth Warren thinks this is so much fun, let her do it.
I think she'll delay her announcement, therefore, based on what you're saying. I agree with you, and I think that'll cause her to delay her announcement and get out there and see how it feels out there. But I'll tell you, I just think her personality and her not suffering fools gladly behavior, I just don't think that's going to wear well in retail.
I think you're right. People were saying the same things back in 2007 and 2006 that they're saying now.
Mm-hmm.
That if she gets in, it's hers to, you know, she will be the next president. And the funny thing happened on the way to the inaugural.
Wouldn't it be interesting, though, to see the media, obviously, you know, fawning over her, wanting her to run, and the Democrats not so much?
Yeah,
that'd be interesting to watch, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that is fun to watch, and it will completely alter the landscape in terms of what the media normally does, which is to look for any hairline fracture among Republican ranks and declare the Republican Party splitting apart, which sometimes it actually is.
Right.
But completely ignore that when it comes to a yawning canyon in the Democratic.
So let's move over to Bush. I mean, do we have a chance of having will America elect another Bush?
Sure, I think so. I think he's got a chance then. Oh, absolutely. I think he's probably got a good chance, if only because he's got access to the money and the talent that nobody else has. Same thing as Hillary.
Put together a team. But, all right, let me ask you this question. Can he win if Hillary is... I think he can run and win if he's not, if Hillary is his opponent on the Democrat side, the election, but can he do that if she's not on the other side?
Yeah, because he's the best politician of the three. We were talking about Hillary not being a good retail politician. Jeb actually is.
But won't the Democrats with another candidate be able to use the dynasty, let's kill the dynasty, the Bush dynasty kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, sure, of course. But the Bush people know that.
You think they can overcome that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
If
he's not the nominee, who would be?
Oh, boy, I have no clue. I just don't have any idea. Probably a governor. That's as close as I can.
I agree with that. Hey, Rich, this is scary. We've agreed with each other way too much today. We have to fix this.
Again.
Thanks, Rich. Good job. Come back soon. Rich Gator, ladies and gentlemen, Mullings.com. Check out his website. I got to go for this hour. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.